Title: The Shape of Healthcare, Blockbuster Mergers, Retail Healthcare, and Marcus Welby, MD. Content: It has been widely reported that healthcare mergers and acquisitions are off to a strong start this year after ending a record-breaking year in 2017. In fact, the healthcare press this year has been replete with articles extolling the good news about healthcare investment and transaction activity. For example, as reported by Kaufman Hall, the number of hospital and health system transactions announced in 2017 totaled 115, up 13% over 2016 and the highest number recorded in recent history. Kaufman Hall, 2017 in review, The Year M&A Shook the Healthcare Landscape, January 29, 2018, according to data from Bloomberg. The total deal value of healthcare transactions announced in the first quarter of 2018 is approximately $156 billion. Healthcare M&A balloons and busiest start in more than a decade, by Manuel Baigorri, March 28, 2018, https://www.bloomberg.com/news/articles/2018-03-28/healthcare-m-a-boomingm-busiest-start-in-more-than-a-decade. Not surprisingly, Bloomberg's transaction value data also shows that first quarter 2018 is the busiest first quarter in more than 10 years, and as reported last month by Forbes in Why Private Equity Loves Retail Healthcare from 2012 to 2017, Neeraj Jain, Kara Murphy and Jeremy Martin, April 4, 2018. https://www.forbes.com/sites/baininsights/2018/04/04/y-private-equity-loves-retail-healthcare/#sign4883CE071924. From 2012 to 2017, the number of deals involving retail health companies that operate freestanding health-related outlets like dental clinics or urgent care facilities has soared, increasing at a compound annual rate of 34% in the North American market, citing the Bain & Company's Global Private Equity Report 2018, http://go.bain.com/global-private-equity-report-2018.html. The authors write that the growth in retail healthcare transactions is, in some significant part, a function of the fact that retail health is a fragmented, high-margin sector with strong growth characteristics. In a sea of high prices, it still offers targets at reasonable multiples and many opportunities to unlock substantial value. As evidenced by the multiplicity of articles, reports, white papers, etc. on the subject, the financial and economic aspects of the healthcare mega-merger trend could easily consume the time and attention of countless numbers of healthcare business analysts, economists, strategists, and soothsayers. However, it is important to note that such an analysis, if conducted in isolation, would miss one of the most important questions to be asked and answered about the mega-merger trend. How will all of this deal activity impact the way healthcare is provided in the United States? Clearly, there is no one simple answer to this question. In fact, the answer changes dramatically depending upon what type of healthcare service, or healthcare provider, or patient demographic, or healthcare payer category is at issue. Therefore, to prevent this blog post from becoming epic in length, let's focus on the rise of retail healthcare and its impact on what many consider to be the basic building block of healthcare in the United States: a routine visit to your doctor's office. Will a routine visit to your primary care doctor's office survive the mega-merger trend and the growth of retail healthcare? In an April 7, 2018 New York Times article entitled, The Disappearing Doctor: How Mega-Mergers Are Changing the Business of Medical Care, the authors posit that the wave of blockbuster healthcare mergers, both recent and in the offing, have presented a challenge to traditional models of primary care practice in the U.S. In response to factors such as 1. The persistent shortage of practicing primary care physicians in the U.S. 2. The perceived 1. Cost savings associated with the promotion of preventive care as opposed to therapeutic care, and 3. The perceived 2. Benefit, a greater likelihood that patients will access essential care on a more frequent basis under a retail healthcare model than they would under a physician office model, from having the convenience of retail practice locations as opposed to physician offices, many companies, both healthcare and otherwise, that have not previously focused on the delivery of direct-to-patient primary and preventive care are seeing business opportunities in the acquisition and expansion of retail healthcare venture.